let's become more efficient in how we deliver. It's good for the environment and it meets the expectations of the consumer. And so that's that kind of idea, I think, will be interesting to see, you know, in the next, you know, 18 to 24 months of where that goes.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, the number one podcast focusing on the digitization of supply chain. And I'm your host, Global Vice President at SAP, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP. And with me on the show today, I have my special guest, Dennis. Dennis, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, Tom. My name is Dennis Oates. I'm the Chief Logistics Officer at Sendell. At Sendell, we're the first 100% carbon neutral shipping carrier in the United States and Australia, specifically designed to serve the needs of small e-commerce businesses.
Okay. And why? why is it important to you and why is it important to Sendell to be a zero carbon delivery service?
The mission at Sendell is about shipping that's good for the world. And I think there's a couple of things converging right now. You know, e-commerce is booming. You know, you've seen the acceleration that happened during COVID. And so as we continue to increase the amount of, you know, shipment and activity in e-commerce, it's putting pressure on in terms of, you know, the amount of the carbon footprint that comes along with it. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, we as a society have a responsibility to ensure that we're looking and understand what that means from a sustainability aspect. And then the other piece of it is small business sometimes gets left behind in many of these conversations. You know, the majority of logistics providers are really built, the traditional logistics providers are built for these larger retailers or larger businesses. And sometimes a small business gets behind it. So that's the gap where Sendell fits, is how do we make sure that we level the playing field for the small businesses, as well as understanding that, we have a mission that's in addition to enabling that small business, but enabling it in such a way that, it's good for the environment.
Okay. So does Sendell make it its mission not just to be zero carbon, but also to work, I won't say exclusively, but exclusively with small businesses?
So we definitely are small business focused in terms of who our customers are. Our suppliers are a mix of different transportation providers throughout the Australia and the United States, and so we've got a mix there of small business as well as larger businesses suppliers.
Okay, but your customers are primarily, we'll say, smaller businesses.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And how do you go about ensuring that your services are low carbon or zero carbon?
Yeah, I think the way we look at it is there's a short term play and then there's a longer term play, right? You know, in the short term, it's, well, what can you do now? And the step that we've taken is we do offsets for every shipment that we do. And so, it's a pretty interesting kind of process that we use, both in the United States and in Australia. Every year, we go out to our shipping community and we say, here are a number of different projects that we would like to support as part of this, initiative. And then we let those folks select where we're going to invest our resources. And so it's kind of interesting because it gets folks engaged with what we're doing in terms of the carbon offsets.
Nice.
So that's step one, is that carbon offset. But really the longer term goal is how do we reduce carbon intensity? And the way I look at it is, I think there's two folds to it. You know, one is, you know, as we look at e-commerce shipments, you know, what's the carbon emission per mile? And then also for each e-carbon shipment, what are the miles per shipment, right? And so if we can impact either one of those, we can impact the overall carbon, emissions. And so from a carbon per mile standpoint, there's many interesting things happening there, right? As e-commerce has exploded, at the same time, the consumer's expectation, especially in the United States, has been we want faster deliveries. Yep. You know, and the major retailers are looking for those faster deliveries to compete against brick and mortar, right? I mean, at some point, there's a a trade-off consumers make of, will I wait for it or do I go down, you know, drive to my corner store and pick something up? And so as that pressure comes, the carbon footprint increases. You know, you look at the modality of transportation and the carbon footprint associated with that, you know, air shipments, you know, it's a factor, you know, a factor of 10 greater than ground shipments. And so we just need to be careful. Well, what does that mean from a, you know, the carbon per mile? So there's a, how we look at modality as well as how we look at the actual equipment being used. And so that's also where electric vehicles and some of the other cool technology that's coming out plays in. So that's the carbon per mile. Then there's also this miles per shipment aspect, because if we can get smarter and we can be better in terms of like efficiency and routing and stuff like that, we can also drop the carbon emission there. And so we like to look at it as if we have routes and lanes and transportation infrastructure that's being underutilized, if we can figure out how to better utilize the existing infrastructure, we can reduce our carbon footprint as well.
Okay. And is this something that is important to your customers? And, you know, if so, how do you know?
Well, I think it definitely is important to the customers. There was an interesting IBM study that came out not too long ago where they talked about 6 in 10 consumers are willing to change, you know, their shopping behavior to reduce their environmental impact. We're seeing from our customer base, you know, when we do our surveys and we ask our customers what's important to you, you know, we're getting a vast majority of the customers putting as one of their top, you know, two or three choices. As you know, the ecological impact of what they do. And so we're starting to see more and more, I think, in the United States that both consumers and then also shippers are recognizing that this is important for business and that, you know, folks' buying habits will be impacted by the choices they can have around ecological friendly options.
Okay. This is something that, well, I know that you're competing against the likes of Amazon, for example, who have started their own kind of shipping with Amazon Prime. And I don't know what the situation is like in the US, but last year here in Spain, up until last year, Amazon had been using third-party shipping companies. You never saw an Amazon-branded delivery vehicle. And then last year, something changed. Might have been pandemic related, might have just been coincidental, but last year they started using Amazon branded vehicles. And it's now more the norm than anything else that you get your shipment from an Amazon branded vehicle. And of those, about 80% of them are electric vehicles. So obviously this low carbon shipping is not just important to Sendal and your customers, but big players are also getting into this space as well. Is this do you think this is a validation of what you guys are doing?
Yeah, I'll start off saying, you know, well done to Amazon. I love when I see some of these big retailers starting to take seriously sustainability. And so, you know, well done to Amazon.
And they,
I know FedEx is
big. Amazon issued an order to buy 100,000 electric vehicles last year. I mean, that's I'd love to have been the salesperson who took that order.
Exactly. I say well done, and at the same time I'm also like, I think Amazon also needs to, you know, take a look at what else they're doing in terms of e-commerce shipping. Mm-hmm. And so I think especially in the United States, you know, the Amazon effect of that speed aspect of what they're doing, I think, is huge. And so, you know, and I think it's awesome that we're seeing more electric vehicles out there. The flip side to it is, as that speed goes up, Amazon is also buying many more aircraft, right? Mm-hmm. And they're increasing their air fleet.
Okay.
And so, you know, so you've got, in some ways, they're doing a lot of great things on the ground with how they're reducing the carbon emission with the fleet that they're bringing in, and they should be applauded for that. Mm-hmm. But then on the flip side to that is, there are some, you know, modality kind of aspects that they're bringing into place that are probably increasing the pressure in terms of, like, you know, carbon intensity. So, like, I don't know where that trade-off is, but I think it's interesting. It's something we should continue to watch.
And I mean, that's a trade-off that anyone in that industry, yourselves included, are facing. How are you guys dealing with that?
Yeah, it definitely is one. I think it's going to come down to consumers, right? And the consumer expectation. And so, you know, if you want, you know, anytime you bring constraints into a system, you know, you're going to make it less efficient, right? And so if I want something faster, and if I want something specifically in a window during the day, that's going to increase, you know, the carbon footprint of that package. The flip side to that is, I think consumers, if they're educated, can start making decisions around, well, do I need to have it this fast? Do I need to have 2-hour delivery? Do I need to have it next day? Or could I consolidate shipments and have a single day delivery, right? And I think that's some of the things that we're talking about with Sendal is, you know, speed is important. I mean, there's a minimum speed that everybody needs, but it might not be next day, and it might not be, you know, an hour window for a delivery.
Sure.
And so that's kind of the things that we look at is how do we match really what the consumers need, as opposed to just blindly saying the expectation is faster, faster, faster.
And what about access to information? Because I know that I will get sometimes, if I'm getting a delivery, I'll get an email saying the delivery is coming sometime tomorrow between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. And I'm like, that's not really very useful. Now, working from home, I know I'm going to be here anyway. It's unlikely I'll be out. But, you know, other companies will send you a link where you can track the delivery and you can see, okay, it's left there. Okay, it's left there. Okay, it's, you know, and you can see it getting closer. And you know, there are various in-betweens there. Where does Sendal fall in that space?
Yeah, we definitely take into account all the notifications, and whether it's, you know, SMS notifications or other channels. I think that's a great convenience for consumers, right? Is to, you know, understand that, hey, I know where my package is, and give an expectation from a delivery standpoint. Because, you know, from an efficiency standpoint, redeliveries aren't great either, right? I mean, if I have to drive the same miles, you know, twice with a truck, or if I have to, you know, do an alternate delivery and then the consumer has to, you know, there's a bad customer experience that comes out of that. Plus, there's also more miles that are being driven for that shipment. Mm. And so I think any of those notifications and any of that opportunity to be able to increase efficiency goes towards, you know, the point that we're trying to get across, which is how do we make it, you know, shipping great for the world, both from a consumer, you know, experience, as well as from a sustainability standpoint.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is about setting and either meeting or exceeding expectations. Because if you say to me, okay, your package is going to arrive next Thursday, I go, okay, next Thursday, that's fine. I'll deal with that. I'll, you know, unless I urgently need it. Okay, it's coming next Thursday. That's it. And then if it arrives Thursday, great. But if you say to me, it'll come sometime next week, we're not quite sure, then it becomes a little more frustrating. It's the lack of knowledge and the lack of being able to plan. And if you say it's coming to me, okay, it's coming to me tomorrow between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. I go, yes, okay, now that I can deal with, because then I know I can go out in the morning. And as long as I'm back at, you know, 2 p.m., I only need to be in the house until 3 p.m. And then I can go, you know, being able to plan around it is great, but not having the information becomes really frustrating. And that's, I guess, the point I was asking when I talked about access to data for you and I.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point, because I think you hit the nail on the head. And that expectation, you know, how does that play against speed, I think, is an interesting kind of discussion here.
Exactly. I mean, I don't need it to be here at, you know, within 12 hours or within 4 hours or whatever it is, just as long as I know when it's going to arrive so I can plan around it.
Yeah, absolutely. There still will be a minimum. Like, you know, if I tell you it's going to be here in 2 weeks, you might not be so happy. But if, you know, but in some period of time, you know, as long as you meet some minimum speed and that expectation, I really think that's the sweet spot for e-commerce.
And it must be getting increasingly hard for the small business owners who are your customers now, who are having to compete with this. What kind of pressures are hitting them? I mean, how are they handling some of the pressures? I mean, the whole shift to e-commerce has been brutally fast for them. So that must have caught them really short last year, when many of them probably hadn't planned to go down the e-commerce route.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, this is really the area where Sendal, I think, does a great job. And that is, you know, if I'm a small business owner and now I'm, you know, I'm moving into e-commerce, I may or may not know anything about shipping. And you start getting into rates and zones and the complexities associated with shipping, it can be very daunting for these businesses. And that's where we come in and help. We do a great job of being able to putting forth a simple, reliable, affordable kind of platform for folks to be able to ship. And then we're also behind the scenes understanding what are the best ways to be able to route things through different carrier networks to be able to get the best value for these shippers from a cost and a speed standpoint, as well as the benefit with sustainability around not only the offsets, but by understanding which networks have available capacity, there's an economic and a sustainability play there as well. And so what we do is being able to bring them together in a group, we facilitate that ability to be able to extract that value from the market.
Okay. And I can understand how it's important for these small businesses who are your customers, I can understand how it's important to them that the deliveries you're enabling for them are zero carbon. But it's also important for their customers. So are you enabling their customers to be aware of it in some way?
Yeah, we do a little bit of, pretty significant branding on the website where we talk about that. This also allows, as a small business shipper on their own website or whatever sales channel they're using, to be able to promote the fact that their shipping is carbon neutral. And so that's definitely, that's where you start tying it into that consumer behavior that's changing, that they want to have that eco-friendly shipping option. And so I think this is an awesome way for a small business to be able to play in the same space with the Amazons and with the FedExes who are announcing their climate pledges, carbon neutrality by 2040.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And where to next, Dennis? I mean, what's planned for Sendal for the next 3, 4, 5 years now?
Well, I think it's, in Australia, we've been around since 2016, a mature network, and we're continuing to grow there as well. We've come to the United States in quarter four of 2019. And really where we are right now is we're growing, we're continuing to build out that diversity within our network. And I think you're going to see some pretty cool things with us in the United States in terms of growth and even just some of the marketing that we do. Like we had 2 weeks ago, we had our dollar shipping campaign, which was, hugely successful. From there, we'll continue to look at, other areas around the globe, as well as some international opportunities for small business as well, too, to be able to connect small business, all across the globe.
Okay, superb, superb. Yeah, I was going to ask about Europe. When do we get access to Sendal?
Soon. I'm not sure when, but we're coming.
Okay, cool. All right, we're coming to the end of the podcast now, Dennis. Is there anything I've not asked that you wish I had, or is there any topic that we've not addressed that you think it's important for people to be aware of?
I'll just go back to, I really think it's interesting, the idea of speed with e-commerce and expectations. And I think, you really teased it out. And I think that is, that option of setting expectations. And I'm curious that if we don't see in the future products out there from a logistics standpoint that are, it would be considered slow versus current transit times, but are ecologically beneficial than what we have right now. And so I really think that there's this opportunity for this kind of idea of let's become more efficient in how we deliver. It's good for the environment and it meets the expectations of the consumer. And so that's that kind of idea, I think, will be interesting to see, in the next, 18 to 24 months of where that goes.
Lovely. Dennis, if people want to know more about yourself or about Sendal or any of the topics we discussed today, where would you have me direct them?
So I think two things. One is keep informed, keep understanding what all the different players in the market are doing. We as consumers should be demanding options when we buy things. So I think that's very important. And then check out Sendal. We can go out to our website at sendal.com. I think we've got some pretty cool things going on out there as well.
Okay, superb. Dennis, that's been really cool. Thanks for coming on the podcast today.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.